American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must eat America.
I got Robert Rabel joined me. So, and we were continuing our discussion. He joined the second half of the last hour. So, happy to have him with me. And so, let me just say, please go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate what you can, folks. Set up a regular monthly recurring donation, even if it's only a dollar. You know, just do what you can to keep the station going. You listen to the station because you love the information you get from it. We have conversations here that you're not going to hear on the alternative media, on the, you know, definitely not going to hear it on the alternative big media. We have no restrictions on, you know, what we talk about here. So, you know, there's no censorship. And the reason that is we have no corporate sponsorship. So, you know, we need your help to help keep it going. You know, it does cost money to keep it going. And I don't make a dime. Robert doesn't make a dime. We don't make money. It's a sense of duty. It's a passion to get the truth out. I would really, you know, I am going to miss this show, doing this Wednesday show. Hopefully I'll be able to guest host with Richard sometimes. And I look forward to that. I'm glad I still have my show on Friday nights and then my Thursday night show with Jeremy. But I really am going to miss this time slot. Again, wanted to announce that Dr. Lorraine Day passed away on Saturday. Very sad, very unexpected, very, very pretty sudden. She got sick on November 2nd. And it's very fishy as well, I think. She was in great health, and she was a big advocate of natural medicine and was a huge whistleblower on the allopathy and everything else. I mean, she's just really completely comprehensive and got the number, so much so that they sent a helicopter over her house, and she went outside and waved to it. Shook the windows and broke the windows. This wasn't recent, but this is one.
Hey, William, check this out. William, I covered this on my show Sunday, and I put it out there about Dr. Day. I'm like, holy cow, this is what's getting floated around out here. I'm like, oh, man. This could and what we must realize, you and I and everybody else that hosts these shows, the possibility that something could happen to you is very, very high right now due to the fact that we are so far towards the march of tyranny and gulagness. We're headed to this place to where voices like ours, you know, John's dead, Dr. Day's dead. How many naturopaths have been killed before the COVID thing? And I covered this ad nauseum, William. There were so many naturopathic doctors that from like 2015 to like 2017, 2018 that were like mysteriously like suicided, dead, everything else. That was the build up to the COVID operation. So all of us, you have to realize, man, you are a target. If you're listening, you're a target due to the fact that they have this whole matrix built out on all of us of what you listen to, what you pay attention to. And guess what? Look up in the sky, embrace it, and say, you know what, God, if this is my time to go and you're going to let them do it to me, embrace it. Because guess what? You can't avoid it. Okay, we're living in a technocratic, very, very sophisticated pinpoint ability to liquidate people who they don't like. And but just like, you know, people have said, I die at the post of honor, die at the post of duty, and keep it pushing forward. You know, I've been on the air 9 years. You know how many times I wanted to quit? I almost want to quit every week. I have to be honest. Because it's that difficult sometimes to stay doing it and doing the prep. You know what it is, William, to prep for a show. It takes for every hour that you want to be on the air, it takes at least an hour to prep. And people don't understand that, but go ahead, man.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I have to confess that I sometimes don't do enough diligence on my prep. I sometimes wing it a bit, you know. But there just never is a shortage of things to talk about. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. But, you know, even if we are killed for our speaking out, do you really want to live any other way? I mean, can you imagine knowing what you know now and then going into shut up mode? I guess if you were to stop broadcasting and you can go start a family of white children and raise your family and try to somehow circumvent the juggernaut, if that's at all possible, I don't think you can do it without God's help. You need divine intervention for that. I have had divine intervention in my life, moved me out of a place where where I would not have, I would have ended up in jail when the COVID agenda got started. Very miraculously, after I was reading the Gospels in the Bible for the first time, not the first time, but the first time in my later adult life, and really absorbing what happened and kind of identifying with, even weeping for what happened to Jesus Christ. Next thing you know, God's moving me and my girlfriend out of where we were, which was a very dangerous area to be during the COVID agenda, and into a much better place. And that's not something that just happenstance, especially when, you know, there was a lot of resistance to ever moving in the first place. All of a sudden, people changed their minds, and next thing you know, boom, in a better place. And so there you go. That's testament to God, kind of divine intervention right there.
Yeah, well, guess check this out, man. I've been in so many dark places, the bowels of St. Louis and other cities, to where it's just like, look, if it wasn't for the faith that I had as a young boy, like I'm talking faith of a child, like Jesus talks about in the Gospels, like you, unless you come to me with the faith of a young child, blah, 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 your faith ain't basically, he's basically saying your faith ain't squat. You know how many times that saved me? I'm talking of car wrecks. I'm talking like getting pistol whipped. I'm talking, I've been through some things. I'm 53 years old, and I'm not this like guy that is like, let's just say lily white or whatever. I've been through the gutter, and yeah, I've been in the Marine Corps. I've been doing what I do for a long, long time. I've seen the guts and the blood of society for decade upon decade. Okay, I'm not like somebody that doesn't get to see the worst of humanity. I get to see it all the time, every day. And so, but you know what? God is this creative being that is just like, you know what, man? He puts us all through the ringer for a reason. And a lot of people have to face this because guess what? They're arrogant, or they're not going to, let's just say, learn the lessons of life unless they go through the fire. Look at all the fentanyl deaths, William. This Chinese fentanyl. They're killing every year more people that have died in the entire Vietnam War. And a lot of them are white people, a good chunk of them. Okay, there's black people dying, there's Hispanics dying, but a large swath of fentanyl deaths every single year. You're talking 70 to 100,000 people in the United States. There are our white brethren, and this is not an accident. And then they clean up San Francisco, oh, for President Xi to come in, but you can't clean it up any other time. But the head of the CCP, the head of this communist juggernaut, you can clean up the streets of San Francisco for this guy, but you can't clean it up for our own country. This is how sick we are as a society. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. So if you're like researching a little timeline on that, after 9/11, what that actually enabled the Jews to do through the Sackler family was to control of those poppy fields for, and then all of a sudden you have this opioid epidemic all over the United States.
OxyContin started it. Yeah, OxyContin started it, and then they go to the full-blown heroin. Then the heroin disappears, and then what do you got? You got just fentanyl everywhere.
And so you got people that were, you know, trying to get what they need off of this, off of these drugs. And, you know, we've all been subjected to one thing or another in our lives. You know, everybody's is on somewhere on the continuum of being, you know, dancing with the devil. And, you know, we've all had our dance with the devil. And you know, sometimes if we just don't, if we feel like we don't know God, right? We got to ask, hey, look, God, I don't really know you. Can you just help me, like, get to know you and what it is that people keep saying that I should get to know you for? And it just, like, I want to, but I don't want to, but I do. But talk to God like this, right? It's sincere stuff. Maybe you can replace this addiction I have to drug addiction or whatever, and then replace it with what you got, you know? That's what I think people got to do, you know? It's like, you don't have to already know what it is to ask for it. That makes sense?
Yeah, look, man, I mean, there's a void. There's a void in a lot of people's lives, especially in the United States, that's like, look, you're going to feel it. You're going to fulfill it with sexual perverse crap. You're going to fulfill it with some sort of a pharmakia, some sort of sorcery, some sort of drug-induced crap. You're going to fulfill it with booze. It's going to be one of them. But where do you want this to end up? Okay, we're, you know, John, the former host of this show right here, I used to talk to him off the air so much, man. And, you know, he wanted people just to return to the basics of Americana, which is like, look, you don't have the, if you realize, like, back when I first started on RBN, it was like, it was a lot of the whole sovereign stuff, Roger Sales, and a lot of that stuff, or like getting yourself out of the matrix of U.S. citizenship. And there's, I mean, we've been so far all over the map on this network about the parade of hosts, and it's just like, we've got to get to the point where it's just like, look, man, we've been through such a history on this network, even since I've been on the air in 2014. It's just like, dude, we've lost so much and we've gained so much. It's like, we had Michael Collins Piper. We had so many killer people that were like researching all the various aspects of our tyranny. And it's just like, we have to realize, it's like, reattach ourselves to some of the old hosts that really had the stuff down with deprogramming ourselves from U.S. citizenship, reattaching ourselves to state citizenship and becoming American nationals, that whole thing. We've lost a lot of that. And we've got to get ourselves squared away with central bank digital currencies. And a lot of people are covering that. But we've got to, it's like, as hosts come and leave the network, we're gaining and we're losing things. And some of the people that have been here all this time, you've got to remind people to say, hey, you had all these killer people on talking about A, B, C, and D, and you guys are losing it, and we got to reattach ourselves to some of that research that used to be here. 'Cause even I do it, man. Like, I lose the edge that I used to have of, like, taking on the fact that the de facto versus the de jure government that's over us right now. The de jure government's the one that was given to us, and the de facto one is the one that all the lawyers, all these scumbag bar attorneys have perpetrated on us. And we've got to reestablish that whole thing that says, okay, look, this was a fake system that they're giving us now. This was the real system that existed when the founders and those that came after them gave us, and they did this bait and switch under a form of deception to where now we're under this basically the Fourth Estate, the New World Order system, the Administrative Procedures Act, all that crap that they put on us. It's like, that's not the government that we originally had. And so we've got to like kind of reassert our sovereignty and say, you know what? We got to get with some of these other groups out here that are like, hey, look, blah, 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 blah. We've lost a lot of that on RBN, and we need to reestablish that. And so everybody listening right now, let's kind of refocus ourselves and be like, look, we've got to, as an audience, say, you know what? We got to all detach ourselves from the de facto system, attach ourselves to the de jure system, become American nationals, all that whole thing again, because a lot of us on this network lost that. Go ahead.
Wow. Yeah. That, and I want to know more. I'd like to ask you more about that. You just gave
We got to do it, man. Dude, if you listen to RBN 10 years ago, oh, it was sick. And people will call you, you know, and I'm later on when you're doing the broadcast, they'll be like, oh, yeah, we had A, B, C, and D. We had all this going on. And it's just like, it's an ebb and flow with information, like with a network like ours, to where people go off the network and new people come on. And it's like we've lost so much ground. It's crazy. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to know more about the detaching from, you know, the system and becoming a national. You know, around that. I've always been like, oh, geez, you know, I mean, I don't think that's going to stop them from attacking you. I've heard stories about little things like if you get a ticket, then they just say, oh, you're free to go, you know, because something like that. But when it comes to them actually allowing you, like, I don't think the chicken swingers would go, oh, he's a national. So,
let me kind of weigh in this on for you. Here's how it works. If you're somebody that's kind of chilling under the radar, you've detached yourself from the beast system, the 14th Amendment citizenship, and blah, 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 you're doing your own thing, you could be left alone. You're out here, you're living in the continental U.S., like Roger Sales is like in Argentina or something, but some of these people, it's like you're living in the continental U.S. and you start doing this stuff and you start waking up a bunch of people, then some bad things could come your way, is what I'm saying. There's a bunch of these people doing this all over the country, but you reach critical mass, and then next thing you know, somebody's throwing a case on you in a federal court, if you know what I'm saying.
That's a total nightmare. So about like where can we, you know, individually, you know, obviously all of us have different predispositions towards our talents and what, you know, God wants us to do, right? And so, you know, maybe some of us once waking up would be good to go under the radar, as you say, start a family with a woman that's on board, you know, that is at least that's on board with starting a family and all the basics. You're all good on that, and you can protect her and protect your family and go to a place. It'd be a matter of like, okay, where to go to do that, and then your focus is stopping white genocide by procreating and reversing it, in a sense, you know, by what God wants us to do.
There's people right now that are like, right?
The other people might be to be more vocal and out there. Some people, they might be to be martyrs for the cause, you know, to
about me. I'm in my mid-50s, right, and I'm close to retirement and all this other stuff. It's just like you think about. Well, I hear the music. Go ahead. We'll pick this up.
We've got this break. We'll skip the next one. But yeah, cool. We'll be right back with this conversation with Robert Rabel, folks. Stick around.
Nothing feels the same. All your dreams are strange. Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paddy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
This is Pastor Lindsay with William, this is Robert from Incendiary Radio, and I'm hanging out with him. And I just want to say this, you know, normal people, regular people, work their whole life, older folks, it's hard to even think about the fact that, okay, I want to unplug from the matrix. I want to get off this de facto system, blah, blah, blah. I paid into this rotten socialist security system my whole life, and you want to tell me that I'm going to quit collecting from this federal beast system while the very last of the system is still gasping and I'm going to get a check every month? That's a hard thing to tell people, and I would never tell anybody to do that, because guess what, you worked your whole life, you're way older than me, and I'm 53. And I paid into this rotten system my whole life. And you expect me to tell you to say, you know, forget it, man. Quit taking that money, blah, blah, blah. That would be a punk move for me to tell you that. And so I'm never going to tell you that. And so anybody that wants to call in and say that I'm a jerk for – no, look. Keep collecting what you're going to collect, man, of this rotten fiat currency. We're on the verge of collapse. Everybody knows it. And I'm not going to ever tell anybody to not get what's theirs because you paid your whole life into it. I just like I have, I paid my whole life into it. But by the time I retire, I'm not expecting a damn thing. I'm expecting to be the Great Reset, CBDC, Mark of the Beast, and everything else. And guess what? We're all going to be outcasts and vagabonds and everything else. They're going to be trying to kill us. So this is where I see it all going. Let's take Ken in Texas. Ken, what's on your mind?
Really over.
We got Ken in Texas. Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
There we go. You guys are really over target tonight. I don't know how else to say this, but, you know, post John, this is like RBN's finest hour.
Well, thank you. Thank you. John and I were close, man. He used to cuss at me off the air all the time. Holy cow. You wouldn't even believe the stuff he used to say to me.
Oh, I got an earful of it. I called in the station a couple of times, and he didn't waste any four-letter words on me.
Hey, listen to this. One of the first times I ever called John, I called in and I said, you know what, the people around me, they don't want to listen, blah, blah. He ripped into me so bad, I almost didn't ever want to call into the network so bad. That was my first experience with John.
Yeah, I had a similar experience, but I would call back other times and do funny stuff. Well, since we're doing anecdotal stuff, I called in one time. He was saying Fox News this and Fox News that. And I said, John, it's not pronounced Fox News. It's pronounced faux news. And he goes,
F-A-U-X. F-A-U-X,
You know, for the people that, know that F-A-U-X, a lot of people pronounce that as Fox. And so, I was reversing it.
Faux news.
Yeah, exactly, and I got a good laugh out of him, and so it made up for any of that. But anyhow, two things. You're spot on Roger Sales. Roger Sales has nailed it. I mean, he has found the goose that's laying the golden eggs, and, the way they're getting by with these things and the way they're doing these things to us. And,
if anybody doesn't have his book, From Sovereign to Serf, which I own myself, I bought it years ago. It's definitely worth the read. Go ahead.
Yeah. Lost my train of thought there.
Sorry about that.
No worries. It's my old brain. You know, the synaptic gaps aren't what they used to be. The two things that if people will study what Roger has to offer, it's unbelievable. You know, the equivocation trail that you have to go through to get to what he found is really phenomenal. But the end, the answer is so simple. It's really simple. It's just a matter of saying, no, I don't want to be a part of that anymore. And it's really, you know, but you know what I'm talking about, so I don't want to harp on that and waste your hour. But
There were a bunch of other hosts on this network like 10 years ago that were right there with Roger doing their thing about license plates and being able to drive on the roads and everything else. I mean, there were some killers on this network about 10 years ago.
Right. And, I had a lot of interesting conversations with Tom. Lockevar Stewart, he was a character. The other thing is that the big problem that, you know, could really do us under is the CBDC. And I think the other answer or potential answer to that is Professor McCanny's prime numbering stuff that he figured out. Because all of their computerized systems are all based on, you know, encryptions based on prime numbers. And so that's the other thing I think people need to become aware of and get to know so that it helps prevent the deployment of the CBDC. So those were the basic two things I wanted to shout out. But most importantly, you guys have really nailed it tonight. There's a lot more I want to talk about in terms of who I think's doing what to whom. But those two main issues, I think, would benefit people tremendously if they would just look into it. I dare anybody to prove Roger Sales wrong. I dare anybody.
Right.
So
yeah, there's a whole bunch of guys that really travel really close to Roger and where he's at, and with the de facto versus the jure and all that stuff, man. I've been into it for a long time, and I have to say this. I'm guilty due to the fact that I'm still caught into the matrix system with work and everything else. I'm a chump, and I haven't done my, let's just say, stepped out in faith and really tried to detach myself from the de facto system while I'm, let's just say, employed where I'm employed, and to see where that fleshes out. Because that could be a really interesting, like, novel if I tried to do that. And so, Ken, I appreciate the call.
William, wait for a minute, because I'm curious about what else you have to say, and I think it's been a great call. And I just want to chime in a little bit here and say that what you're saying, right? I really appreciate what you're saying, Robert, and what you're admitting to, because you know the whole system is supposed to engulf all of us, and it's going to a certain degree. And we can, you know, don't expect that tomorrow you're going to just detach from the whole system. It's got to be piecemeal, and you know it starts with not giving an inch to, you know, them trying to push it further onto you. I think that's one place that it starts. And in terms of work and whatnot, this is another way where I had divine intervention. I had a large corporation that I was working for, and I gave them the bird with all this COVID crap and ended up in a much better situation where I didn't have to deal with this crap. So there's a little incremental thing. I literally, like, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I'm really proud of this moment, because I basically told them off and made it very clear. I don't want to say any more about it, but it was live on the air. But it's these little things that you can do, these little steps of bravery that you can take that are in, you know, within your scope of reference, within your scope of consciousness, like, because sometimes it's definitely, you know, these things that you're mentioning, Robert, like about detaching from the system, becoming a national. I hear about it more and more and more and more. And when I first heard of it 2 years ago, it was so foreign to me. I'm like, admiralty law, like you're on the boat law. Like, what are you talking
about?
Mike
sent something. Mike sent something over. Says, tell everybody not to sleep on Ralph Winterroad's archives. He laid it all out. So on our network, we had guys, okay, throughout the years. Ralph Winterroad is one of the big ones, and he gets played over on Speak Free Radio. Okay, his archives, due to the fact that it's just like it's so timeless. But we got guys in our own archives that you can look at, and they will really instruct you about the de facto versus the de jure and your citizenship, whether you're a national or a U.S. 14th Amendment citizen, the whole nine yards. And so we've got a gold mine in our archives that people need to really research. But go ahead.
Wow, that's fantastic information, because I think someone's going to endeavor to go on this on this kind of one way journey of doing something like this, you know, taking the dive off, you know, taking the leap down the 100-foot half pipe on your skateboard, you got no idea if you're going to survive. I think people need to feel like they're equipped with whatever weaponry they need. If you're going to end up in the court system, you got to be able to defend yourself. You, the last thing you want to have to do is hire a lawyer and get cleaned out by the Jew through the judicial system like that. The lawyer that's playing both sides and just goosing you for every last penny that you have. And that's the Jews' way of following the protocols of Zion and stealing all your wealth and making sure you own nothing and are not happy at first, but maybe they can give you some ecstasy and then you can decide that you love mass immigration and you love living in a little shoebox that the Jews created. Yeah. You with your 5G tower right next to you. Otherwise, you know, that's the future we're all looking at, whether or not you decide to disconnect from the system or not.
Yeah.
Let's hear what. Well, let me just hear what. Well, Rob,
Terry's up next. Terry's up next.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead
Terry
and take Terry. Terry, welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm really enjoying your show. A lot of good history and just good knowledge. Just a little history on me. I'll be 70 in 2 weeks. In the last 2 years since COVID, had to give up my job of 23 years in an emergency room. And I don't regret it because I saw what was a legitimate medical system go into just a machine that, you know, chugs you in and throws you out. Very racist.
Murder system, you know? Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. And so with my knowledge, I was able to, you know, basically break the grass with a lot of the nurses and doctors there. And I actually told them that at the end of 2019, you're going to see, you know, I think we all knew something big was coming, but I told them you're going to see a reset of the dollar. You're going to see a bioweapons attack, which turned out to be COVID. Anyway, I lost my two closest siblings within two months of each other. So I'm pretty much sitting here without a career and without anybody to help me out. But the bottom line is we're all... you know, what RBN used to be was great. I've been following him. I contribute to him. And, but as far as what we can do, I took Roger Sales, and yes, I did his process. It, you can do it pretty quick, and you will get documentation in your passport. Mine says I'm a diplomatic courier, and I immediately detached from the court system with voting. As soon as I put that in there, they just... you know, drop me from the voting rolls, at least, you know, nationally. But there's a process that I've found in my time at home now, since I don't have to work, that there's guys that have taken this well beyond that. That's the first step. And there's some guys on YouTube that are very in-depth. They've got a very deep network behind them.
Stop the Pirates. Stop the Pirates is one of them. Yeah,
I wouldn't know, but basically, they all have the same kind of process into it. As far as I can see, it's a kind of a three-step process. So you get your national status changed, then you go in and you get your birth certificate authenticated, and you do that through the county, through the state, and then through the you know, Department of State. Once you get that done, that makes you from being the trustee of that to the beneficiary, and what you can do with that is pretty interesting. It's unbelievable what you find out. And I was going to give you a link to the guy that I'm following right now, because it's become so popular that there's a lot of you know, how it kind of gets disinformated. But this guy basically shows you all the laws in either Black's Law or Cornell Law, the Code of Regulations. And even the Hague, you know, how you have to take yourself out of the Hague.
Hey, Terry, let me ask you this. Terry, doesn't it seem the strange timing that the time that a lot of us are all finding out about the exact same thing you're talking about is the exact same time that the system itself is about to go belly up and collapse? Isn't that funny?
Well, I think one's indicative of the other. We see that the system is so corrupt.
Exactly.
And so we're looking for that. And I will give you this. Let me. I can give you another book, but he's got some good information online. And if
Let me interject with a question real quick, Terry, and then I'm really interested in your information here. Robert, what else would you expect?
Well, here's the thing. the awakening to the de facto versus the de jure, the 14th Amendment citizenship versus American national kind of status. There's so many people in black circles, white circles, and so forth that it's the exact same proximity to the time where they're going to collapse the whole thing and try to do the great reset and put everybody on the CBDC and everything else, because they realize that a critical mass and number of people are realizing that they're in a fake system. And so then people are trying to detach themselves from that, and this is causing another implosion on a smaller scale. And then, therefore, they have to basically say, we got to crash this whole thing because too many people are finding out the exact false construct everybody's living under. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so the answer is you don't shop at the supermarket that the Jew owns, like Publix or whatever. You shop at the farmer's market that's owned by your local people. And you may even have the opportunity to barter or trade. Like maybe if you.
Yeah. So people are like the critical mass level is like people are realizing the entire system is a fraud and it's unsustainable. It's $1 trillion a year just to service the Rothschild Vatican debt. And then, boom, they're going to collapse the whole thing, and they're going to attempt to reorganize it with some sort of grid-down scenario, some sort of solar flare, blah, 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 9/11. You see it all coming.
Come on. Look at how the Jew is doing a freak-out and the psychopathic eyes that are going. Okay, the psychopathic eyes behind the CDBC thing is the same psychopathic eyes that Nikki Haley has when she's up there screeching about anti-Semitism like some kind of crazed lunatic. You've got somebody who before you thought was like a sound-minded individual, maybe before you woke up to the Jewish question like me, Ben Shapiro, right, who is just like Nikki Haley, a screeching psychopath up there screeching and promoting Israel's genocide of children and just ethnic
cleansing. William, one of his heroes, one of Ben Shapiro's heroes is Maimonides. If you know who Maimonides, the great Rambam, according to these Jews, he's like, hey, liquidate all the non-Jews, all the best of the freaking non-Jews, whack them, because there are competition in the world. You see what I'm saying?
Clearly, that's Ben Shapiro's position because he could care less about America. He's clearly an Israel.
I think he's throwing Candace Owens and them under the bus. He's like, wait a minute, stay in your lane, Candace, you little black female. You stay where I tell you to go. Or guess what? You see, you're going to see a bunch of weird stuff happening in the alternative media due to this Israel Gaza thing.
It's all starting to happen. It's pivoting away from the Jews. They are going to lose everything, and this is a beautiful thing. And this is the way, this is the way I've been waiting for this moment to happen. I don't want to be overly optimistic too quick because I still think we have a lot of crap to go through and a lot of trials. But it's a good thing. It's happening.
I'm hesitant, though. I'm hesitant due to the fact of the Samson option type of psychopathy that we're dealing with, to where these guys, they've probably got some dirty bombs and everything planted in all of our traditionally white capitals, Paris, London, New York City, L.A., Chicago type thing. We could face this, let's just say, rat-a-tat-tat thing happening due to the fact that these guys have had so much power over our societies that they've got embedded weapon systems in all of our major cities.
Well, that would be entirely plausible and just make a lot of sense. The Samsung option isn't, it's not like they haven't made plans around that Samsung option.
Exactly.
And we've already learned about the technology that they have, they have weather weapons technology. I mean, they can create weather events and blame it on climate change,
Right.
So what do you think about what do you think about the people that, we got a bunch of callers stacked up here, actually.
Yeah, Dave, Patrick, and Earl are still on the line.
So let me take Well, okay, so if it's Dave in New York, so which Dave in New York are we talking to? Because let's which Dave in New York we got here? Is it Dave in New York who comes down and tries to report us to the Biden administration?
Oh, boy.
Absolutely not. What, you know, listen.
Are you sure? Let me hear your voice.
What Rob said about the Social Security information.
It's Dave in New York who says we should be reported to Barack.
Excuse me. May I speak? All right. You know, just my call. No. You got to have the decency to listen.
I can't stop you.
Social Security is not affected by this. Talk to Roger Sales. You're going to have it anyway. I don't need to smart out.
Oh,
William,
please. Are you that silly?
Get off my show.
Come on, Dave.
All right. Goodbye, Dave.
Bye, Dave. Right, you're
Patrick
a tard.
Texas. Patrick, welcome.
Patrick, Texas. What's up?
Just briefly, this is on page 13 of Matrix. Corporate government and their courts only have jurisdiction over corporations. Corporations have no rights or jurisdiction over living people. And that's what it is. They have, the Civil War was a smokescreen to turn America into a corporation. Now, de facto, that's what it is.
Let me stop you for a second. Patrick, that is a lawful court. Wait. You're dealing with a court system that is so lawless that you can say what they have jurisdiction over, what they don't. But at the point we're living in Bolshevik America, these people don't care about their jurisdiction. They'll rule over what they want, and they'll tell you what they're ruling over, and they will throw you in jail even though they don't have jurisdiction. You know why? Because they're all criminals. The bar system is criminal, and... Okay, that's all. Right. That's the point I'm trying to make.
You're absolutely correct. I won't argue that. I just, it is. It's so criminal. It's incredible. They're making money. They're making big money off it.
Right.
Lawyers get out of it. Right. Judges get out of it. I think I'm fixing one break. I'm going to let y'all go. Take care.
Well, no, it's okay. But what I'm saying, the boundaries that are supposed to corral these people into where they're supposed to operate within are totally thrown off. We have... a system now that is totally it depends on who's in the office of president and all the people that they have appointed to the court system, and it's just like one big gangster kind of mafia system to where you get these Democrat appointed people in places, and then half the Republican appointed people. It's straight up like hardcore gulag level Bolshevik red terror people that are running your court system. That's what we have. And it's unfortunate, but that's just where we're at.
I mean, the right wing is more Bolshevik than the left wing. I mean, it seems.
Well, half the right wing is just as Bolshevik as the left wing. That's what we have to realize. The Uniparty encompasses like 99% of the Democrats and like 50% of the Republicans. So you got 145-150% of the court system and the political system is controlled by Bolsheviks.
You're right. Because, I mean, the people they put out front there to talk and do the talking heads like Nikki Haley and all these neocons that are just really a few people. It obviously doesn't encompass the spirit of the rest.
Yeah, William, what people don't realize is the Marxists are way better at infiltrating the non-Marxist party than the non-Marxist party is infiltrating the Marxist party. The Marxist party is one level. Hey, they're one mind, the Democrat Party. That's the Communist Party USA, basically. But then they've got half of their agents into the Republican Party. And so half the Republican Party is Communist Party USA. And then there's like these few misfits fighting for what's left of America, trying to do halfway what's right in the Republican Party, and they always lose. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, like, who are you referring to with that? I'm confused.
Well, I'm just saying, like, little goofballs like Jim Jordan and all these other guys that at least try to do something right, but they always lose, you see, because half their own party is full of freaking infiltrators, and then the other party is full-blown freaking Bolshevik Communist Party USA, which is the Democrat. And so the what's left of the little patriotic group in the Republican Party never wins, because they can't, because half their own caucus is a bunch of Democrat infiltrators, which is Democrats, another word for CPUSA, Soros, and all the rest of it. So they can't ever win. They're the Washington Generals. You see what I'm saying? Versus Harlem Globetrotters. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally see what you're saying. So we got two more callers before the end of the show. I kicked Dave off the show because Dave's a chicken swinger that likes to call in and tell us what we can and can't talk about. Like, he's like, you talked about virology. There's clearly a virus. There's viruses under the electron microscope, and then starts making up crap about what we said that we never said. And
he used to call into my broadcast.
Airtime. How dare that guy call into my show? You really thought you could call into my show and talk on my show and get a platform? I don't think so. You can call somebody else's show. Maybe try to dupe them, you know, and they'll figure you out eventually. But maybe it's time to get some of those clips of Dave telling everybody that the Biden administration should stop us from speaking and that there needs to be a peer review situation. You know, he called into John Statmiller's show and said there needs to be a peer review situation going on at RBN, where the elders of RBN peer review everything that's said before it's said. And John Statmiller pretty much kicked him off his show, too. So if you guys listen to the other hosts out there, just understand that this guy, Dave in New York, I mean, I'm surprised he calls in with the same name. I mean, Dave in New York, I mean, think you'd call in with a different name in a different state. But he still calls in with Dave in New York. It's like he's some kind of like Muppet meme or something. I don't.
Right.
So we got Earl in Texas, and then we got Missy in Kansas. Let's take Earl. Welcome.
Hey, I think we had Earl already.
Yeah, no, okay, we had Earl.
You take him a call?
Yeah.
I have a few things. Few comments, Robert. You had indicated that some dignitary was going into an area of town and they cleaned it all up. Well, back in the 70s, I think Jimmy Carter was president, and I was trailer trucking at the time. When I mustered out of the Marine Corps after I came back from Vietnam, I went into trailer trucking. At any rate, I would run into Hunts Point Market from wherever across the country bringing stuff in. Now, Hunts Point is a major, major place. Thousands of trucks a night go in there. The place was nothing but hoodlums and prostitutes, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
I got there one day, and the place was all cleaned up. And I asked some of the driver, what's going on here? This is not right. And they said, no, President Carter's coming to town in a day or two.
Oh, you're talking about this. You're talking about the Xi Jinping parallel with San Francisco. I get you. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. And I barely hear you, but my other comment was on the Social Security. I feel the same way. I'm in my 70s right now, but I feel the same way, and I have always felt the same way. Back in 2000, I corresponded to the Social Security Administration out there in Glen Burnie, Maryland. I believe it's the headquarters of it. And I indicated that I would like to have my money returned, what was taken from me, and take your number. I don't want your number any longer, et cetera, et cetera. It was a two-page letter. I'm not going to go through it.
And they told you to shove it, didn't
correspondence. They? No, we're not going to take the number. No, you will not get your money back. So anyway, I'm not going to tie the line up that much, but I do appreciate you taking my call.
All right, Earl. Take care, brother.
Thanks, Earl. All right, we got Misty in Kansas, and we got Wayne in Texas just called in. So, Misty, welcome. Oh, okay. Well, Wayne in Texas. Wayne, welcome.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks a lot. I'll be real quick here. I am also a fan of Roger Sales, and I can tell you he's really got the key to unlocking this matrix. And the absolute truth is we're living in a modern-day feudal system, and his process helps you navigate out of that. And it's very lawful. He's not going crazy with some of his process. But once you do this, though, you become a national. You're no longer subject to codes, rules, regulations, even the draft, which is going to be real key coming up. And the main site here.
If you're younger.
Absolutely. Go to the matrixdocs.com. There's even an interview with Tom D on there from RBN. It's a real good entree into this whole thing, and I think you'll learn a lot from that.
So, wait a minute, Wayne. The Matrix Docs, like D-O-C-S?
Yeah, the
.com?
Yes, sir. A lot of information there. You can get out. You can find out about Roger does a daily show. There's also archives of it you can go back and listen to get some real good information. But the process is solid. It's got an 11-year track record, no blowback on anybody. And I think he's really got a leg up on a lot of the other folks out there.
Well, Wayne, can you spell out the real quick, the Matrix Doc? So the Matrix and then D-O-C-S, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, .com.
All right, I hope everybody got that. I'm going to look into that. This is all stuff for me.
I've been into this stuff for years.
So,
Let's see what Murr's got,
Murr called? I don't see that.
She's on. Yeah.
Oh, Murr, what's up?
Oh, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah,
hello, Murr. We love you. We love you, Murr.
Oh, I love you guys, too. We're family. Yeah, ExposeTheMatrix.com, you type that in, and that'll take you to that site, too. That's a little easier to remember. Just Expose the Matrix. Just type that in, and that'll take you there, too. And you want to forget anything, just clean your slate of any of the others, like David Strait and Anna Von Wright, that do the Admiralty and all that stuff. You don't need that, you know, and you learn this. We're nationals already. We have a dual status. We were nationals since the beginning. It's just every time you go to do something, they'll say, are you a citizen? So you're acknowledging you're a citizen. You know, you always wonder, why do they ask me?
14th Amendment. 14th Amendment slave.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the thing is, that was never ratified. Okay? So you don't even have to have on my thing, I used from the travel.state.gov, and that's on the Deanna Spingola interview, too, which is hooked up on the Expose the Matrix. But there's one sentence at the end of that page, bottom of that page, and it's really all you need, and it says, I and your name, and they have being duly sworn, and I put being affirmed by God, declare my intention to be a national and not a citizen. And that's all. That's all I put. All the rest, you know, they'll say something about the 14th Amendment. I'm not going to put something I'm not a part of, okay? Just the positive stuff. And I used it because, you know, I have a domicile in New Jersey, and they wanted me to come do jury duty, right? So that worked for that. And, you know, whatever, don't let anybody pressure you. You know, grasp it as you go along, the information yourself. That's the thing. Nothing else changes. It's you that changes, you know? So it's pretty good. But there's something, a little bit of good news. Green Charter Township in Michigan. They threw everybody out because they were going to have a plant for the EV battery plant from China.
I covered that, yeah.
Oh, did you? I missed it somehow. So anyway.
I covered that Sunday.
Thanks. Let me wrap it up here. All right.
Thank you, guys. Robert, bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Murr. Robert, I really appreciate you being on the show. Fantastic conversation. We've been wanting to have it for a few weeks. I'm really glad that you called in and got that. So everybody can find Robert on Sunday nights from 10 to 12 Central on RBN, okay? So check out his show. He covers everything for those couple of weeks. Don't miss that show. I definitely don't miss that show. It's like quintessential to the RBN listening. So, and it's a great way to start your week off. So, Robert, thanks again.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, brother. We've been meaning to get together, and so we did it. I just happened to get in front of my computer. So everybody listening and all the callers, hey, do the research and figure this stuff out.
Yeah, go back and listen to these links we talked about here. Matrix Docs, ExposeTheMatrix.com, Ralph Winterlo, Roger Sales. All right. Talk to you later.
Flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.